Made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Welcome to the 18 Hours News Bulletin on Millennium Radio. We take a look at stories making headlines. Grain traders defend maize prices, cite market dynamics. Cabinet approves teaching profession bill and judiciary reforms. Liverpool and Ronaldo lead tribute to Jota.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mogwema Timothy Jilalam. The Grain Traders Association of Zambia says the current maize prices on the market reflect supply and demand dynamics amid growing concerns from farmers over low offers by private buyers. Some farmers have complained that private traders are offering as little as 190 kwacha per kg bag of maize, specifically below the Food Reserve Agency's announced price of 340 kwacha. Association spokesperson Yota Mukandawire explains that the private buyers are purchasing maize based on prevailing market fundamentals rather than government set benchmarks. Ms. Mukandawire assured that the association remains committed to promoting competitive pricing and aims to strike a win-win outcome for both traders and producers during the maize marketing season.
If you compare to the price of the maize at local market, it's us as the buyers who have actually stopped buying. That is that they are ready to afford themselves to the price that we are not really able to buy that maize because it's now expensive.
Second Deputy Speaker of the National Assembly, Attractor Chisangano, has suspended Nkana Member of Parliament, Binwe Mpundu, for a period of 7 days. This was after the second Deputy Speaker complained over the Nkana lawmaker's behavior and conduct in Parliament, which she describes as worrying. According to Ms. Chisangano, the suspension is effective tomorrow, Friday, the 4th, June 2025. Ms. Chisangano wrote that during this period, the lawmaker shall not be allowed within Parliament premises or at the parliamentary motel. Ms. Chisangano advised the lawmaker to take this time and reflect on his behavior, especially that this has continued to worsen.
The question is resolved in the affirmative. Mr. Binwe Mpundu, in accordance with the decision of this House, you have been suspended from the service of the Assembly. You have been suspended from the service of the Assembly for a period of 7 days, sitting days. Before I order you to leave the chamber, I wish to inform you that in accordance with Section 28(3) of the National Assembly Powers and Privileges Act, Cap 12 of the Laws of Zambia, and Standing Order Number 222, during the period of your suspension, you shall not enter the precincts of the Assembly, and this extends to the National Assembly Members' Motel, or participate in any business or activity of the Assembly.
Cabinet has approved the introduction of the Teaching Profession Bill of 2025 in Parliament, which will mandate licensure examinations for teachers upon the completion of their training programs. Speaking during a press briefing this afternoon, the government spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa said the licensure exams are intended to enhance quality assurance and professionalism within the teaching fraternity. Mr. Mwetwa explained that the current Teaching Profession Act of 2013 lacks comprehensive provisions to effectively regulate the conduct and the practice of the profession, necessitating a legal review. In a related development, Mr. Mwetwa announced that the Cabinet has approved the Superior Courts Bill of 2025, which will soon be tabled in Parliament. The bill proposes to increase the number of High Court judges from 60 to 100 and Court of Appeal judges from 19 to 31 to boost the judiciary's efficiency. Additionally, Cabinet has approved regulations to operationalize the long-awaited Access to Information Law, marking a key step toward improved transparency and accountability in governance.
The objects of this bill are to continue the existence of the Teaching Council of Zambia and redefine its function, reconstitute the Board of Teaching Council of Zambia and redefine its functions, regulate teachers, their practice and professional conduct, and provide for the administration of licensure examinations. Currently, the Teaching Profession Act 2013 is not comprehensive in regulating the conduct and practice of the teaching profession because the Act has two parallel disciplinary structures for teachers in the private and the public sector, which has made it difficult to enforce professionalism in the teaching profession.
Meanwhile, Mr. Mwendwa says it is government's considered view that Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 will be reintroduced in Parliament in September following its recent deferment.
In September, reintroduce this bill because the matters contained therein are non-contentious. But your government is cognizant of the fact that notwithstanding the non-contentious nature of those matters, when you talk about constitutional making, it is not about how controversial a matter is. It is about citizens' participation to give unto themselves their constitution. And the members of parliament are there to give a stamp of legal enforceability. We therefore, as government, stand resolute to ensure that this process should be inclusive and that Bill No. 7 should be in terms of wider and broader consultation, should be dealt with as a matter of agency.
Minister of Health Elijah Muchima has officially declared the end of the 2025 cholera outbreak in Zambia, describing it as a significant public health victory for the country and a testament to the resilience and dedication of the frontline health workers. The closure of the outbreak follows 5 consecutive weeks without any new cholera cases, with the last confirmed case reported in Kabwe on May 13, 2025. During the outbreak, a total of 496 cases were recorded, with 9 lives tragically lost. Speaking at a press briefing, Mr. Muchima acknowledged the sorrow of each death, noting that every life lost is deeply grieved. Mr. Muchima expressed concern over the persistent annual appearance of cholera in Zambia, calling it a national embarrassment that must be addressed with urgency and resolve.
Today marks a moment of collective resolve and national achievement. On behalf of the Republic of Zambia and the Minister of Health, it is my honor to officially declare the closure of the recent cholera outbreak that affected our nation. This resurgence, which emerged in late 2024, tested the resilience of our communities and the capacity of our health system. Cumulatively, we recorded 496 confirmed cases, and with a profound sorrow, 9 lives lost. Each case represented a Zambian in need. Each death is a grief we share as a nation. The last confirmed cholera case was identified in Kabwe District, Central Province, on Thursday, 13th May 2025.
Meanwhile, Dr. Muchima has provided an update on the mpox situation in the country, confirming that Zambia has recorded 138 confirmed cases as of June 27, 2025, since the first case was reported in Chitambo District in October 2024.
On the 27th of June 2025, a total of 168 confirmed cases of mpox have been reported countrywide. All the provinces have reported mpox cases, except Babra province, with 29 districts reporting at least a confirmed case. Kupabelo has the highest number of confirmed cases, reporting 32, Mutinga 29, Lusaka 28, Western 19, Northwest 18, Central 7, Eastern 2, Southern 2, Northern 1. The country has reported 3 deaths of Masaka, Fetauke, and in Pika.